There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome inside, happy NFL Draft Eve. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Well, yeah!
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Who wants a mustache ride?
Alex Tice shirt for not even knowing anything about sports is very exciting.
I'm so jacked for tomorrow, Jason.
I know.
Jacked up about 32 it. Picks, if you want to know.
Really? Who's going 18th?
18 is going to be... I'll text Glazer. Hold on.
I have Brian Thomas from LSU.
I like that the tie shirt implies that he has Jay Glazer's cell phone number.
Like he may.
I text him all the time.
Hey, he may like tie shirt because he doesn't want to talk sports. You want to talk metaphysical, health and well-being?
Sure. Yeah,
might be a little more in touch than you wanting to know about the Jets.
Jason, yeah. I got the text from Jay Glazer. 18 is Joe Alt.
Wow.
Really? Wow. If he falls to 18, that's
if he falls to the Bengals.
Don't put that out there.
Wow.
Sorry.
Hey, tweet that out with Jay. Just kidding.
Oh, my bad. It said Joseph from Glazer. That's a different company. I'm sorry.
Okay. No problem.
I don't even want to know.
Who knows what T-shirt has working? You have no idea. I could wake up one day and I get a phone call from our boss, Scott Shapiro, and say, hey, so let me tell you what's going on with Alex Tyshirt. What happened?
Jason, the second pick just came in. It's going to be Zach Wilson to the Jets.
The second pick? Oh, that's good. Okay, good. I'm glad the second pick came in first. That's good.
Rewind.
Yeah, now he's happy. Now Alex Tyshirt, incredibly happy. Now, I have to ask a very big question to start the show. We have lots of NFL draft stuff tonight. Obviously, we'll give our final bowl predictions. We'll tell you some teams that are probably going to make a trade that you're not hearing about. But I got to throw this out there because I really have to ask this question, because anytime someone says something very bold and then something comes out that may change that perspective, we have to ask the question again, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's only natural. So I want to ask 76ers center Paul Reed, are we sure we know who the easy teams are in the Eastern Conference? I mean, I don't know. The Knicks were the easier matchup there, down 2-0. Didn't want to play the Celtics. Hey, Heat culture, everybody. This series is 1-1. Are we sure that the Knicks are the easier match? I'm just throwing it out there again because he was very definitive about that on a podcast before the series began. I just want to make sure that that's still the case now. They still think it's okay. They don't want to change and go back and try to win to play the Celtics in the first round rather than play the Knicks. Just want to make sure that we still think that the Knicks are the easier team than Celtics. I want to make sure.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's really where we're at.
You know, screw you, Harmon, for not playing along and making it fun. Oh, absolutely. They're the easy. You know what?
No, you know, man? Look, man, whenever you want a hot take, you go to the backup center.
I hope
who's not going to get any attention.
I hope the Bears pass on their first pick tomorrow. I hope they don't get the pick in time, and they can't take Caleb Williams, and they wind up getting stuck with Drake May.
Now you're getting stuck with Drake May. I thought Drake May. I thought people liked the Drake.
Well, he's very polarizing because you could love the Drake or you could hate the Drake.
Well, right so now in mock drafts, people either love or hate him.
Yeah, sure.
At number two. But, no, you're right. Like, there is no easy path. Paul Reed, I mean, he might just have a magic eight ball that said yes. Or no, in terms of, like, it might have just been that simple, a question that was asked. And then they said, all right, expound upon that, pal. He said, sure.
You know,
Nick show.
This game, look, you watched the Heat just take this game from the beginning against the Celtics. They shot incredibly well from three-point range, right? I mean, like, 23 out of 43 was a Heat record. Heat culture. That's my only – see, I love the fact the series is tied. The only downside is that we're going to have to hear about Heat culture the next 3 days. Heat culture, man. Oh, Heat culture, Heat culture. Anytime another team wins in a series, it's all the team. But, oh, Heat culture,
no,
Heat culture, Heat culture, Heat culture.
But
culture.
You know what? Heat Everything culture. Else is – virtually all of those are new stories, right? That's the thing about these playoffs. A lot of new phenomenon, a lot of new stars, new teams making the waves, right? Even your Knicks. You could get into that game, by the way, for less than $100 for game three if you were so inclined to travel cross-country. But for the Heat, it's going on several years. So what do? You cling to a storyline. Well, it's about the guys because it sure ain't one guy standing out, even though you're seeing some magnificent individual efforts thus far from them. But it's the idea that you have a culture. It's not a I don't know, game to game what we're going to get and a story that's unfolding. It's just a continuation, another chapter, just a question of where, you know, this episode ends.
I honestly, this is not about the Heat as much as I'm just embarrassed for the Celtics. I'm this is a Heat team playing without Jimmy Butler, and they're playing at home, and they show that, hey, we don't have the lunch pail mentality that we need. This shouldn't have been a game, or it should have been a game where, hey, the Heat are getting hot from three. Let's rotate around. Let's change some things up. But still, it was like the Celtics were content with letting the Heat continue to shoot, thinking, well, at some point they'll miss. Like, that seemed to be like that was the Celtics strategy, Joe Mazzulla's strategy. Well, eventually they're going to miss. No, how about you make it easier for them? Like, you just... If you didn't watch the game and you just watched the amalgam and the montage of threes that the Heat made, no one's hitting Heat check Tyrese Maxey falling away one leg threes like he hit against the Knicks last night. These are all in the flow of their offense and guys are open, they're hitting shots. Like, this is when everybody says how great the Celtics are. This is the big thing. The Celtics don't have that lunch pail, grind it out mentality. They just don't. And there's nothing else that they need to win a championship this year. They've been regular season great. They have great players on the team. They made a couple of big additions in the offseason. And no, did Porzingis play well tonight? No, he was terrible.
No, he was awful. But
generally, hey, it works out, right? It works out. I mean, Porzingis was minus 30, you know, on the court tonight. They're incredibly talented. They have everything they need, and yet still they get clunkers like this, or when it gets really big, they either let their foot off the gas pedal. They don't have that mentality that championship teams have. And it doesn't mean they can't get it, but I'm stunned they don't have it now. After making it as far as they did last year, moving on, and still here they are. When this series should be over, this should be okay. We're going to go in. It's 2-0, and this series is done. I mean, they're playing without their best player. And I get Jaime Jaquez has been really good this year. I get that he's a great addition. Tyler Hero's going to heat up. You know what he can do. But this is still a team that they should be going home. Celtics should be coming out with a second straight double-digit win. And instead, they just kind of let the game go, figuring the Heat will miss shots and everything will come back to them, and it just didn't. I'm embarrassed for the Celtics. Every time, the Celtics championship, I say, look at games like this. I said the Knicks are going to the finals? It's because of games like this from the Celtics, because it's hard to believe in them when they get all the way through that they're going to be mentally tough enough to grind it out and win, because the playoffs are a grind, right? It's a marathon. It is whatever cliche you want to throw in there. And you have to be so mentally tough to grind it all through and win. And it's games like this that make it easier over the long haul. Hey, we want to get out of here with a 4-0 sweep. We want to win in five games. We want to rest. We want to get back at it. And instead, here you are, where you just kind of put out a meh kind of effort. effort and didn't really do anything to try to adjust in the game to stop the Heat. And here the Heat now going back home going, hey, man, we just won. We got all kinds of confidence now, and we got home court coming up for a couple of games. Hey, Jimmy Butler, no Jimmy Butler, we can beat this team. Congratulations, Boston. This is why whenever it comes to the end of a season and people go, hey, Celtic win a championship, everybody goes, eh, or a lot of people go, eh, I don't know. You got to see, I got to see better on the court from them over a more consistent time period and effort if I'm going to say, hey, this is a team ready to win a title.
Well, but it's funny, even as we got into the playoffs, right, we start looking at making predictions and, all right, who can upend them? Here they win by, what, 13 games between them and the Knicks, or 12 and a half, or whatever the hell it ended up being, but running away and hiding. It's still the, all right, let's see you do it in the playoffs. Let's see what you can do grinding out against some of these teams, particularly when you look at what a first-round matchup against the Heat. Whether you like the culture or not, they don't go away. The Knicks, whether you like them or not, and whether you keep sending me messages on Facebook telling me how much you hate Jason's Go New York Go, I can't help it.
I haven't done that once. I haven't done yet once today.
Not today. They ain't over yet.
Go New York.
The idea is for 48 minutes, they are going to battle you. And so for Joe Mazzulla's squad, what is he, 133-52 in the regular season. Yet I guarantee you the first call after they did the wrap-up from the arena was, are we going to fire this guy when they go out? Because remember, we talked about it after they got bumped last year. There were a lot of questionable decisions, a lot of times where it looked like he was just rolling the ball out and had no answer for when things went wrong. And this game, you know, just add on a plus one here, as you would in that analysis, to where you've got a squad that everybody's already looking to break them up, right? That was one of the storylines throughout the season. Yeah, they're doing great, but if they don't win it, it's got to be blown up, right? Which guy's going to go? When does Jaylen Brown get, you know, shipped off and all of this stuff? So that talk starts to creep in fast. And if you have any issues in the locker room at all, they're going to fester really fast. And Porzingis has to show up. I mean, he might as well have been John Cena or your man Grimes tonight.
Hey, what do I tell you? And look, I don't want to say I told you so because I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy. But what do I always tell you about Kristaps Porzingis, right? Kristaps Porzingis will have runs and you think, boy, this guy is amazing and he's terrific and what a find he is, and he still can be a superstar, and boy, we got lucky. And then suddenly he just disappears, or he either gets hurt or he disappears. And that's been his entire career. He'll play well for a few weeks and you go, wow, he's really something. And then suddenly, where is the guy for 2.5 weeks? Like, that's kind of what he's been. His time with New York, it was injury oriented. His time in Dallas, it was just, where's the guy been? Like, he'll play really good for a couple of weeks and then suddenly disappears. Same thing in Washington. But now here he is. And hey, when they need him, and look, he comes up with a game like this. This is just who Porzingis is. I mean, I hate to say I told you so, but this is not surprising. Of all the things, this is one thing that did not surprise me at all, with Porzingis having just a ridiculously bad game. Did not see that coming. In other words, I saw it.
No, look, balance for the Heat, not a lot from the bench for the Celtics. They just had 12 points. 4 of 8 from the field, not really working deep. Meanwhile, you had 20 points, and you didn't even, like, with a 10-point win, you didn't even get a big contribution from Duncan Robinson, right? He was 2 of 8. So there's room for improvement, and obviously those role players, the old cliche, play better when you get home. So Celtics right now, teetering. They took a big Garcia blow. Maybe he's drinking a beer and laughing at him right now.
Telling you, man, this is why. When you look at what's going on with the Celtics, say, boy, how come with this record, this is why the East is wide open, because the Celtics have games like this. Despite all the talent they have games like this. And you need to be stronger mentally, and they're just not. I mean, that's how it is. I can't explain anything else other than that, because there's no other reason for this game tonight. I get the Heat shot the ball really well. They hit those threes, but at some point when they're hot, it's like, okay, hey, maybe you want to do that. Yeah, it's like when you watch a guy getting really hot in the NCAA tournament, and you say to yourself, boy, why are we not throwing another guy at here? Why aren't we guarding 35 a little bit more? Why are we still going one-on-one here? Like, that's the philosophy here. Hey, they're really getting open for three and hitting everything. How about we try to take that away? How about we try to do a little bit of in-game adjustment here? How about we, instead of looking like we're dead from the neck up for most of the game? I mean, that's that. But that's, hey, Heat culture, Celtics culture. That's how it is. Exit How About a Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that's implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Well, coming up next, yes, Reggie Bush has his Heisman Trophy back, and we get to our first big, bold predictions for tomorrow's NFL draft. Keep it right here. Settle in. We're rolling. Jason and Mike, you're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. And our thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's Draft Night. Don't miss Draft Night live on Fox Sports Radio tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Jay Glazer, Steve Keim, LeVar Arrington, Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeart app, presented by Express Pros. Then, of course, tomorrow, our show follows like it normally does after the first round of the NFL draft. We take you all the way through, and we made it. We're on the eve of the NFL draft. We are finally going to find out in 24 hours. We'll know where all 47 quarterbacks projected to go in the first round are going to get selected. It's going to be a very big day.
It's a very exciting time. A lot of mock drafting. I actually sat down and I did my first round, and then I set it on fire and started again.
Sure, sure.
Because that's what you do.
Yeah.
You say, like when you draft a fantasy team, I'm done with it. I hate my team.
Yeah. Or it's here, like when you, the first time you do your bracket for the NCAA tournament. Yeah. Oh, no, I don't like this Final Four at all. I got to go back.
100%. Yeah. So it's the same thing. So back to the drawing board we go.
You know what I might do? You know, that gave me an idea. Maybe next year in Bracket Challenge, I'm just going to find the teams I want in the Final Four and then work backwards.
No, it's not a bad way to be.
Right? Who do I think is going to win it all? And then I work backwards from that game all the way to the – instead of picking the first round all the way through, I go, here are the four teams I think are going to make it, and then I go back from there.
Yeah, I did that years ago and then found myself deciding I hated that too.
Oh, that might be fun though.
You know, they always say go with your gut. And since I'm still carrying a fairly sizable gut.
This is true.
you know what? I should just trust it.
Right now, update from game two between the Thunder and the Pelicans.
Yeah, because, the Kings are up 1-0, baby.
Yeah, it's because it's televised. The Thunder lead the Pelicans 45-31. It has been a big first half so far for Chet Holmgren. Chet's got 20. He's got three threes. He is the leading scorer in the game. Only two players in double figures, and he's leading the way. The Chet era is here, baby. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, MVP finalist with just seven, but it doesn't matter. The Thunder are rolling the Pelicans right now, 47-31, about 6.5 to go before halftime.
Well, you see who their second leading scorer is for Oklahoma City right now.
Is it Russell Westbrook?
Russell Westbrook.
Or James Harden.
Now, that would be pretty sweet.
No, it's your guy, Lou Dort.
Lou Dort.
Yeah. Way to get
three of four for three-point range.
Lou Dort has three threes, man. I mean, yeah, Lou Dort.
Three threes, couple of assists, because, I mean, right now that's on the highlight package, that assist that he had to Chet.
You sure it's not KD, Mike?
It's not.
You know what? I don't think he plays anymore.
It's not Harden either. Okay,
just what about Kendrick Perkins?
Let's get all three of them.
He looked good on the side of that punching bag yesterday. We had a pretty good chuckle when old Charles Barkley started throwing haymakers.
Now we'll have more NBA on the way, but we are here night before the NFL draft, and I'll tell you right away, the team that makes me the most nervous about their pick tomorrow. What they're going to do in the first round. Like, that makes me nervous. Like, oh my, are they really going to just completely go crazy? And are they going to potentially ruin the team? Like, this is the team that I go, are they really going to go crazy and do something they really shouldn't? And it's going to be the beginning of the road to ruin. And that's the Chargers. Okay, first of all, you had the crazy-ass story today. The odds of the Chargers now drafting J.J. McCarthy, the odds in Vegas have just changed dramatically to the point where Adam Schefter goes on ESPN today and says, I don't know why this is happening. Why are suddenly the odds of the Chargers drafting J.J. McCarthy going way up? I don't get it. Is this some sort of smokescreen? What is this going? I don't understand. But that's what's happening right now. The odds of the Chargers drafting J.J. McCarthy are getting higher and higher. It's insane. There's no way they should do it. Are they going to do it? Most likely not. Is this Vegas probably hearing something and wanting to protect against the fact that just in case the Chargers do something crazy, do something stupid like draft J.J. McCarthy? Okay. Maybe they heard, because we've been trying to put it out there in the universe the last few weeks, that, you know, it'd be great is if the Chargers traded Justin Herbert to the Bears, traded up to number one so they could get not Caleb Williams, but Jim Harbaugh's guy, J.J. McCarthy. Now, that would be something. And now suddenly here we are the day before going, hey, wait a minute. There's odds are going up here that the Chargers are going to draft J.J. McCarthy.
6-1. Went from 15-1 to 6-1. Once upon a time was 100-1. Now, obviously, because of all the cash implications and everything, even if you reset the all-powerful quarterback clock, that's a lot of dead money. So it's folly, but it's fun to talk about. It's fun to theorize and blow people's minds with when you just put it out there and they're half listening. Maybe it's created somewhat of an ulcer situation for our guy Frostburg over
Quite
there.
Frankly, guys, it's stupid.
Of course it's stupid.
And you're stupid.
Of course it's stupid. But
there's all right, now we're back on the playground. You're stupid. Right? But you're stupid.
This is what really worries, right? This is just an appetizer. Like, this is an aperitif. This is like, hey, why don't you try this? Then the real food is coming soon, all right? But so this story is crazy. But what really concerns me is that the Chargers at number five need to take Marvin Harrison Jr. right? They need it. Look at their best receiver right now is Quentin Johnson, and he was awful last year. He was like Stonehands from Necessary Roughness. Couldn't run his patterns, couldn't catch the ball. I mean, they have nobody. Nobody. You have a superstar quarterback that needs a number one receiver, that needs that guy. This should be the pick, and he will be there at number five, right? Quarterbacks are going to go very early. He will be there at number five. There is no easier of a melding of what a team needs and where they pick in the draft than the Chargers getting a superstar wide receiver, because your best player is your quarterback. So you need some help. You got to get some wide receiver help for him, and here's what you do. But this is what scares me immensely that the Chargers are going to throw up on themselves, is that Jim Harbaugh seems to have this mentality that I'm going to run the same kind of offense I ran at Michigan. I'm bringing in the two running backs that the Ravens couldn't keep healthy, and they're going to be my guys, and watch what we do. Watch us run the football a ton this year, and maybe it's going to be Joe Alt at number five or whatever it's going to be, but it's not going to be the pick they need, which is a wide receiver, which tells me, hang on a second, what the hell is he doing? If they don't take Marvin Harrison there, I'm saying, so you're really going to take the best player you have on your team, Justin Herbert, and minimalize him and marginalize him and say, no, we're not going to try to win on your right arm, which is the best thing we have going for us, right? Obviously, we have to move around personnel, figure things out defensively. I'm not saying that, you know, the Chargers are a finished product. There's a reason why they had all these high-priced guys and haven't won the last couple of years. But you need to say, okay, we're built through our best player. And I feel like Jim Harbaugh is going to say, nope, don't want to do it. And maybe they're not going to throw the football a lot this year. They're going to try to win by running the football. And he thinks my philosophy is going to work. Yeah, good luck. You're in the NFL. You know what's going to happen if you try to just run former Ravens running backs up the middle and around. You see what's going to happen? You're going to lose. You're going to lose. You need to make sure your best player has the ball on the vast majority of plays. Your best player is Herbert. And if they deviate from making Herbert their best player and putting him in a position to succeed by saying, we're going to run the football and have this sledgehammer offense, I'm going to close my eyes and think that Gus Edwards is Blake Corum, and maybe we'll draft Donovan Edwards next year. I don't know what he's doing. That makes me so nervous what the Chargers do at number five, because that's, I know, either, hey, they're in and they're good and they'll draft the wide receiver they need and they're going to be fine going forward, or they're going to go against this strategy and he's going to try to build this offense that he won with at Michigan that's not going to win in the NFL, and you take your quarterback who's one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the game easy, and you're going to say, yeah, maybe you throw the ball 22 times a game now. Wait, what? Like, that's what's it. The Chargers scare me the most of any team picking in the first round.
Yeah, they're entertaining up top, because the two picks before them, obviously, folks vacillating, you know, are they going to trade away, and what do they do? Like, Arizona's got, what, 13 picks in the draft? They don't need to go and trade for another nine guys. They just don't, right? So Marvin Harrison Jr. staring them in the face at four would seem pretty foolhardy to pass up on that, right, when you're in desperate need of trying to push what Kyler Murray is. The Patriots at three. More and more, it seems like you're coming to a consensus that they'll keep the pick and draft the quarterback. I still don't think it's the right move with the way the roster's constructed. But both of them are big wild cards. And then when we look at the Chargers, you got three ways to go. To your point, wide receivers, whether it's Neighbors. I did a mock draft representing the Chargers, sorry, Frostburg, down in Jacksonville, and I drafted Neighbors. I said, hey, let's go get a wide receiver, assuming Harrison was off the board at that point. Otherwise, you're looking at Latham or Alt, fine, or secret option C. You trade back, add some more opportunities to add more starting players. And in theory, one of those wide receivers, or depending on how far back you go, the tight end, your guy that you covet so much, may still be there, right? So, you know, you've got your guy Brock Bowers, for those new to the conversation and how much you've been walking around with sketching his name into your notebooks and stuff.
Well, remember, per Alex Teicher, you're getting Zach Wilson.
That's right. That's right. You decided, hey, I never can let you go. What is that, Steelheart?
That is Steelheart. Yes, yeah. That is Steelheart.
So, like, we go back and bring them back into the mix. But, yeah, sitting where they do is reestablishing their own. But you already have both tackles signed up. You just re-upped your tackle, right? If I'm not mistaken, you gave a three-year deal to Pipkins on the right side. You got Slater on the left. Are you going to move one of these other guys to a guard position? or move Pipkins to a guard position. So that's where the offensive line thing, I may be able to back you off your worry a little bit there, Smith.
Man, I'm telling you, I really am concerned that I know what I'm doing, and I know how to win, and this is how I'm going to do it. Right? Like, I don't understand how it's not, hey, we're going to play. And maybe this is all smoke, and I'm hoping. That's why I said it scares me. It scares me that this is where they could go. But everything we've seen so far from the Chargers, look, they haven't talked about being in love with Marvin Harrison Jr. And if they don't get Marvin Harrison Jr., if he goes, look, Roma Dunze is a guy they could get. Malik Nabers is rising up draft boards. Their number one need is a receiver. Their number one need.
But, well, maybe they go trade for one of the veteran receivers.
But judging
between Higgins and Ayuk and all these other guys that are pissed off and looking to get out of town, maybe that's the other play, is that five becomes give us some picks and one of these older receivers that immediately you get a number one in the room.
Yeah, but this is a number one in the room. I mean, Marvin Harrison, these guys are coming into the league ready to play.
Like, I'm not saying that.
This is a free pick. You have to worry about making a trade and using
money. Yeah, but you're assuming Harrison's going to be there.
You know? Yeah, but, well, there's three wide receivers who are really good, and they need one of them, right? They're all really good. Harrison is the best. And if we think all the people we've talked to, quarterbacks are going to go one through four, well, guess who's going to be there as a five is going to be Marvin Harrison Jr. He's the most polished. He's the most ready now.
Right.
And look, these other guys, if it takes Odunze a little bit of time to get going, he'll be ready by the middle of the season. Same thing with Malik Nabers, depending how they want to use him.
Well, Odunze is a bear, so it doesn't matter.
But this is what they need to do. This is why this scares me that he's going to go scheme over player. Right. And you know me, I hate scheme over player. It only works in the NFL defensively. You can do scheme over player defensively in the NFL and do great. We've seen that many times. You can't out scheme somebody on offense without players. You can have the best system in the world. If you don't have a great quarterback running, guess what's going to happen? It's going to be awful. Sean Payton ran roughshod over the NFL with anybody at a quarterback up until last year. And he had Russell Wilson and suddenly it's, oh, man, this guy stinks. So you can't do that offensively. But I feel like that's what Harbaugh has been pushing for over the course of the past few months. And again, if it's a smokescreen, it's brilliant, and I'll give them all kinds of credit, but wow, this pick scares me so much that they're going to biff it, and you're going to say, how are you going to win games? How are you going to win games? You think Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins weren't good? Their team let both of them go because they couldn't stay healthy. They couldn't produce enough. Their team let both of those guys go.
Well, they got a better strength coach now. In with the Chargers, because remember, that was a talking point for you and I on the show for many years, both the Chargers and Ravens. You know, that was one of those, they needed exorcisms, those Kyrie Irving and the sagebrush coming in with different treatments to kind of clear out bad juju. Well, in theory, you know, Michigan's coming to the Chargers, and they're going to be stronger, right? Because that's the big talking point, is they're going to be tougher, stronger, whatever. So maybe that works. Maybe they realize something that the Ravens training staff, even though they changed out last year, that they were still failing. See, I'm trying to be glass half full guy. Turn that around on you, did you?
Jason, this is just coming in from Jay Glazer himself. The Jets are trading up for the fifth pick and giving up Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson for J.J. McCarthy. Enjoy that, Jason.
I love that. That would be, if the Jets didn't have Aaron Rodgers, I would say, hey, that could actually happen.
They still don't have him, Jason.
They could actually do that.
They have him for four snaps, Jason. That's about the over-under.
Okay. All right. Now you're done. Now call Jay Glazer back and get the next thing for him.
Yeah,
that's definitely per the fake Jay Glazer.
Fake Jay.
I like how Tice just pops on. Hey, I just talked to Jay Glazer. I just talked to Jay Glazer. Oh,
and Frostberg's losing his mind over there because somewhere someone with fat fingers, not you, is going to tweet this out. And it's going to become a problem.
Please say you didn't talk to him. Okay. Please make sure.
Hey, why are you acting like I don't know Jay Glazer? I work with him every year, Jason.
Really?
Yeah, me and Glazer are boys.
And you said hi, would he know your name?
Yeah, I'm invited to his wedding you aren't invited to.
Oh, okay. Oh, the wedding that nobody's invited to.
Not nobody, I'll tell you that.
Hey, how much ginger are we bringing in tomorrow, though?
Well, that's the thing. T-shirt's catering.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah.
Ginger shots.
It's going to be a very weird buffet.
If he's catering, tell Scott I'm out.
Thoroughbred racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that's implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. NFLDraft.com. Well, coming up next, Mike and I got more from the NFL Draft. We'll tell you a team, give you a bold prediction that no one's talking about that's going to trade out of their pick, and someone's going to come up and take that pick to get a quarterback. Who is it? We'll tell you next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Jason, this just in. Jay Glazer is letting me know the Bears have pulled themselves out of this upcoming draft. So the first pick is going to go to whoever wants it.
Okay. A very promiscuous update from Alex Teicher.
I think they're going to play heads up seven up for the first pick, Jason.
Play duck, up. Duck, duck, duck.
Like you're online at an amusement park. Let's play heads up, okay? Let's put
I just want to see all
head.
The owners sitting there with their heads down, thumbs up.
We do that all the time. It's highly entertaining.
Oh, I used to love that game. Like in second grade, we play seven up, and oh my God, that was great. I love
so
that
much
game.
Fun.
I never got picked as often as I thought I would be in that game. I was like, oh, come on, how come no one's picking me?
And well, I mean, given your first step, I would have picked you every time.
Well, no, you have your head down and someone hits you on the head, you put your thumb up, you have to guess who did it. You know, I mean, that's all. Yeah.
Jason, you come off as a spin the bottle guy.
Yeah, no, I wish. I never really played spin the bottle a lot. It wasn't
I wonder why.
It wasn't our thing in school. It wasn't
well,
our
7 minutes in heaven and all those things.
No. It was okay, let's figure out why the Mets bullpen is terrible and talk about it. Like that's
who wants to wear my hat?
That was party. Hey, why is Roger McDowell closing games when Orozco should be doing it? Wait, where are the girls going? Ah, never mind. Hey, we really need Orozco to close games and not McDowell.
Jason, it just really doesn't hit the same with dudes.
But let's continue on here. NFL draft, big NFL draft preview show here. We'll have more NBA. We've got a Reggie Bush story coming up in a few minutes. But if you're looking for a team that's going to make a pick, it's going to trade out of their pick that we haven't talked about, the Chicago Bears. Except the second pick in the first round, not the first. Obviously, they're going to be taking Prince. They will draft him tonight. He'll be a star, and I'm the Big Dipper. No. But their second first round pick, this is where you're going to see teams try to jump up to get a quarterback, because it's a lot to move up to 3 and 4. And maybe you'll see a team or two try to get there because the Patriots clearly are open to doing that. The Arizona Cardinals as well. But after that first initial bit, there's 6 quarterbacks people want in the first round. If those first 3 or 4 go in the first 4 or 5 picks, the Bears sitting there at number 9, because who needs a quarterback outside of there? Vikings, Broncos, Raiders, And then down to 16, you're talking about the Seahawks. All those teams need quarterbacks. The Bears with that second first-round pick at number 9, that's a team that will trade out because it's not far. It's not too far to slide down from 9 to 13 at the furthest. You're going to get a couple of more picks, and you know, okay, we're not going to take one of these. So one of the guys coming off the board is not anybody we're ever going to think about drafting because we've got Caleb Williams, number 1 overall. So the Bears, that's where I look for a big trade to happen, because to move up, to get all the way up to 3 and 4, it takes a ton. And you really have to believe in these quarterbacks, say, we're coming all the way up to here. But doesn't mean that there's not great quarterbacks you can take in the middle of the first round. But when you're getting to that, after the first 4, there's only a couple of guys left, whether it's Michael Penix Jr., Bo Nix, whoever it's going to be. It's we got to make sure we get that. And Minnesota, Denver, and the Raiders, and the Seahawks to a different extent, all have to say, we want to get one of these guys. And how do we do it? We got to move up. And that's going to be the sweet spot to move up to, is the Bears at number 9. They will move that pick, and somebody's going to come up from 12, 13, 14 to get that pick. The Bears will slide down to 13. They'll get a second round pick or a second, whatever it's going to be, the value chart for that. And that's going to be a team. You're going to see one of those teams that I just mentioned, one of those 4, are going to come up and take that pick from the Bears at number 9.
Yeah, I just thinking, the question is whether one of those top receivers is still there, because I could see them trying to fully stock the room, which is why I brought up Adunze before. There's a lot of Chicago connection. He's already, you know, hanging out and playing catch with Caleb and talking it all up. Big fan of Urlacher, not just the billboards with the restored hair up and along the freeways. So I think that's one of the curiosities of it, right, is if Odunze is still there, do they just make the selection? Or do one of these 3 teams – Seahawks are interesting. They still have Geno. And I try to say that with a straight face when you're talking about these other quarterbacks. But what's funny is, right, you still have that very wide berth of where Penix or Nix can go, right? They seem – like predestined to be in one of those, for one of those squads, but are they necessarily, do you need to draft them there, I guess becomes the question, right? Or do they come off the board in rapid succession? I did the mock, and I didn't have McCarthy going early. I had him as a, you get a quarterback run like you're in a fantasy league where it goes McCarthy, Nix, Penix to the Vikings, Broncos, and Raiders respectively. But yeah, the Bears certainly could create some chaos here by trading out. And given the current state of that front office, I wouldn't be surprised. It would also deflect from the debacle that was the announcement of the new stadium by the mayor, complete with prayer service and a lot of moving decimal points when talking about the economic and job impact.
Yeah, that didn't go over as well as you thought.
Oh, it's really bad.
Yeah, no, it didn't go over well.
It's terrible.
No, it didn't.
In a million ways, it's awful. And then the mayor does interviews where he's moving decimal points about what's going on. It's 2,400 jobs. So, you know, it's going to be 24,000 jobs.
He's like,
what?
School going, okay, here's your, you move the decimal point 3 places to the left, and that makes it, you move it 3 places to the right, and this is when we get into tenths and hundreds and hundred thousandths and hundred thousand. I mean, that's kind of what it was like. I'm getting a middle school math lesson. This is great.
Such a disaster. And then the governor didn't even want to be part of it. He wasn't even invited. Didn't even bother to say, hey, you're right down the road. Come on over. Nope.
Look, but I'll tell you this. That sweet spot right there, because I got news for you. If Joe Alt isn't there for the Jets at 10, they'll trade out too. They'll trade out with somebody who wants to come and get a court. One of those teams wants to move ahead of the others.
Yeah.
They'll trade out of 10 to get somebody else. If he's not there, I can't – look, I'm really – are they going to – I'll be seeing flashbacks in my head going, oh, my goodness, we're not going to take Warren Sapp. We're going to take a tight end again. So, I mean,
I watch a Kyle Brady video.
I'm like,
yeah.
I got to see that again. That's going to happen. So,
sorry,
those two teams there sitting at 9 and 10. Coming up next, someone won the Heisman Trophy today.
John Samos?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.